KX93.5 Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell. Good morning. That's a really cool local band called Purple Mountains Majesties. And we've got a really provocative interview in studio for you now. Jackie Minter and Pastor Rod Eccles of Neighborhood Congregational Church are in studio to talk about an event they're doing to benefit the Multi-Faith Alliance for Syrian Refugees on December 3rd. That's an initiative that the Orange County Interfaith Council is raising money for, and I think I got all that right. So good morning to both of you. Thank you for coming in studio with us.
Good morning.
Thank you. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit. I mean, this is kind of a heavy topic for the morning, so we'll warn people first and foremost. But let's talk briefly about the latest that's going on in Syria, because it probably hasn't been in the news as much now that some stuff has overtaken it, but it's still very much an issue. And you being a volunteer on the what's it called again? I already forgot.
The Multi-Faith Alliance for Syrian
right.
Refugees.
You being a volunteer for that, know too mm-hmm. well, and you've been there. You've been to Greece, right?
Yeah, I've been volunteering the last 18 months in refugee camps in Greece.
Wow.
Where about 50% of the arrivals of refugees are coming from Syria. And you're right, it's not in the news here. It's just not in the public eye here, but there are attacks in Syria every day. Over 500,000 people within Syria have been killed. And just in the last week, multiple cities have been hit with rockets and with chemical gas attacks. And there were just 50 civilian deaths just in the last week.
So it's not slowing down.
No, it's not slowing down. And people are still trying to get out of Syria. Today, we're looking at the largest refugee crisis that we've seen since the time of World War II. There are over 23 million refugees today globally around the world. And Syrian refugees make up the highest percentage of that number. There are just over 5 million Syrian refugees that have fled Syria and are outside of Syria now, trying to restart their lives, many in refugee camps. And within Syria itself, there are some 12 to 13 internally displaced people who are living in camps within Syria and in besieged areas and have had to leave their homes. And it's a pretty dire and desperate situation. Cities are not receiving medical aid. Hospitals are being destroyed. And there are areas where literally children are starving because food isn't getting in.
And what have you seen firsthand, I mean, being at the refugee camps in Greece?
Mm-hmm. I've seen refugees coming from Africa and the Middle East, and it's kind of hard to describe, but every refugee you speak with has a deeply tragic story. I've met refugees who have lost their entire families in bombing attacks in Syria. I've met people who it's very common for their relatives in Syria to be disappeared by the Assad regime. They have no idea what's happened to family members and loved ones. I've become friends with many Syrians who have been imprisoned and tortured, and were fortunate enough to escape. And many families are torn apart because they try to flee. They can't all flee together. And just getting out of Syria is very difficult. The borders are heavily guarded, so The most desired route is to get from Syria to Turkey and then get to the EU. And what they've told me in terms of escaping Syria in the middle of the night and mountainous roads in complete dark, and you can't say a word. One of my friends who was on this journey alone was walking with a family and a mother and was holding the four-year-old child and the mother. No, he was holding the baby, and the mother was walking silently on a mountain path in the dark, and the three- or four-year-old fell to his death, and they couldn't say anything. The mother couldn't make a sound because both Syrian Army and Turkish Army are nearby, and they do shoot.
Wow.
So the stories are just, they're surreal, they're unbelievable.
Right. So in terms of helping, that's what we're trying to do on the 3rd.
Yeah.
And it says here $40 million worth of medical aid and food and supplies has already been sent there mm-hmm. by this organization, which yes. in the beginning was kind of quiet. Right. They want people to know. But now they've come public because they need more help.
Well, so originally aid has been transferred from the United States to Israel. Israel is a partner with the Multi-Faith Alliance for Syrian Refugees. And as you know, Israel shares a border with Syria. And so in the beginning, it's the Israel Defense Forces who's taking responsibility for these containers of medical aid and humanitarian aid when they arrive to the Israeli ports. And then the Israel Defense Forces transports it to the northern border with Syria. And they were very quiet about it, didn't want any publicity. So the Multi-Faith Alliance wasn't really free to share that. Mm-hmm. But that's been happening now since October 2016. Recently, the IDF, the Israeli Army, went public. And so now the Multi-Faith Alliance is also able to share that this has been going on now for over a year, and over $40 million in medical aid, primarily medical equipment and medicines and some food for ambulances, have been transported through this partnership with Israel and the Multi-Faith Alliance.
So you guys are hoping to send 4 containers from Orange County to Israel.
Right.
Right. By way of this fundraiser that you're doing on the 3rd.
Right. That's our goal, to raise enough money to ship at least 4 full containers. Shipping costs are $5,500 a container.
So $22,000, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's our minimum goal.
Okay.
And any families or individuals or corporations who want to sponsor a container, there are sponsorship opportunities. That's what we're doing.
Great. So that's Jackie Minter, again, a volunteer at the Multi-Faith Alliance and part of the Interfaith Council in our local neighborhood congregational church. And we've got the fresh-faced pastor, Rod Eccles, who's only six months as the pastor of the church. So
that's right.
You're starting to, obviously you gravitated to this church for a reason. It's a pretty unique, special church. So when you heard about this event, why did you feel it was a good fit for the neighborhood congregational church?
Oh, well, first, because it's who we are.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about our voice and our message in the community being one of justice and love and compassion for everyone in this world, this just fits so beautifully with our mission. When I brought it to the church recently, the first thing they said was, why wouldn't we do this? Mm-hmm. And let's do it during the holidays when everyone is in a spirit and a mode of giving and gratitude. This just fits so beautifully with where we are and where we're going as a church.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about that. I mean, the church itself is really interesting. It's the word multi-faith is a good word
yes.
for the neighborhood congregational church. And yes. that obviously attracted you to it.
It did. You know, when I think about Christ and his love and his spirit and how he worked in the world, it's all about people. And inclusion in many faiths and many paths to the Holy One.
Yeah.
For us, we see all of them as one part, one spirit, one divinity. And when we can have an opportunity to look at our brothers and sisters in Syria on the other side of the world, to give them the humanitarian aid, but more importantly, the love and the naming, the identity that they deserve, it makes our Christ life come more alive.
Right. Although the religious war that's raging in the Middle East would probably beg to differ, do you think that religion has anything to do with this, with helping the Syrians? Should your faith matter at all?
Absolutely. I believe that his teachings about the least of these, when he taught about the golden rule and how we should do unto others as we'd have them do unto us, that is so part and parcel with our faith. It is an inclusive faith, and it's one that recognizes the importance of sharing and caring for others across perspectives and across backgrounds.
What do you say to Christians who would disagree with that these days?
Well, I honestly disagree with them that what we should be doing is being an action-oriented faith, that yeah. we should be doing all that we can with our hands, our feet, our eyes, and our pocketbooks yeah. to make a difference in this world.
Well, cool. So tell us a little more about this event on December 3rd, which is going to include Jackie playing cello in a trio, and you guys are going to raise some money. But what else is going to happen?
It's an amazing day of giving. I am just so excited that we could partner with the Multifaith Alliance, the Jewish Collaborative, and so many other amazing groups, the Orange County Interfaith Council, the Laguna Beach Interfaith Council, to create an event that is so worthy and so beautiful for our community. Of course, we have the Marbella Trio on December 3rd from 2 to 3 p.m. at Neighborhood Church. They'll be performing an amazing, amazing array of music and offerings for the people. And then we have a presentation by Shadi Martini, who is the Director of Humanitarian Relief and Regional Relations for the Multifaith Alliance. Martini himself is a Syrian refugee who has a very powerful story to tell us that day on the 3rd. And then, of course, we have an opportunity for folks in our community to have a chance to buy gifts that day for themselves and for their families. Sustainable gifts that make a difference both here in the community and around the world. So it's a truly comprehensive day of giving where we can support folks here and abroad at one time.
Rod's been on the radio before. I don't know if anybody figured that out, but he has.
East Coast props.
So welcome to Laguna Beach.
Thank
really,
you.
Really cool that you're a pastor of a place that we're so lucky to have in Laguna, such a unique church that does so much for not only its own faith, but the world and the world's faiths and people. And on Thanksgiving is an event that's indicative to that. It's the annual Thanksgiving potluck.
Yes.
12 to 3 p.m., I believe, and you guys do that every year.
Yes.
Welcoming people, anybody, for free. So you want to talk about that briefly?
You know, it's truly an honor to be at a church where we truly open our doors to everyone. We're not so focused on our navels that we forget the streets.
Yeah.
And so for me, I look at our beautiful opportunity this Thursday, our harvest opportunity for over 300 people in our community that we expect to come and have a beautiful dinner. You know, many people during this time of the year don't have an opportunity to see others. They are either isolated or alone, or they feel detached from the community. And so here's an opportunity for our church, again, with our mission, to open our doors and to make home for everyone who wants it. We're expecting a lot of good food, a lot of good desserts and beverages, some amazing turkeys. And I also want to send
50 of them.
Oh, yeah, over 50. And I want to send a great shout out to some of our partners here in the community, including the food pantry, the Friendship Shelter, the Laguna Beach Interfaith Council. They're all helping us pull this off, and it's going to be an amazing afternoon.
Great. That's Pastor Rod Eccles of Neighborhood Congregational Church. Jackie Minter, why don't you just finish by telling us where people can go to donate? Is there a place they can go if they can't make it on December 3rd and they want to help contribute to shipping containers to Syrian refugees?
Yeah, absolutely. If people want to donate, if they can't attend the benefit concert, they can go to multifaithalliance.org. And we do have a page on there specifically for donations from Laguna Beach. And if people want to register to attend the concert, they can RSVP. It's a little bit of a long link, so I apologize in advance, but it's bit.ly/OC Multifaith Alliance. Or to make it easier, any questions, just email OCMultifaithAlliance@gmail.com.
And we'll post this link. It's basically a Google form that you can RSVP. We'll post that link
Thank
on our Facebook this morning, so it's a little bit easier to find. So you can go to the KX Facebook as well to find that information. So Jackie, Rod, thank you very much.
It's our pleasure.
Really
thank
glad
you.
To have you guys in town. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
It's KX 93.5. Back to the music now.